Andrea Iguodala was one sneak on, there was 3 points. Put it in!
Mario Götze got a hat-trick!
Irvin's 2-3. That's good. Carry Irvin from downtown.
He's putting out the buzzer. Buzzer! Oh, he blanks in the three.
Allen for three. Berry's in the horn.
Goal! Lionel Messi!
Oh, superb goal from distance. Lewandowski showed exactly.
He's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish!
Golden State Warriors has just won 2015 NBA Championship.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go!
Hello everybody, welcome to Highlight Sports, I'm Billy. It's the second episode this semester, with NBA season coming to an end, and there's only 7 rounds left to play in the English Premier League. But European Champions League and the NBA playoffs is on the line to get started. Highlight Sports will follow closely and give your listener a close report and exciting talk shows to our state or comments. World Sports News is brought by Vivian and Claire. Start you off with those things happen on tennis and football court. And we are foreseeing the game which is the highlight of the highlight, the national derby between Real Madrid and Barcelona, brought to you by Jizzy and me. Arsenal finally wins the game and it became the highlight game this episode. We're going to have a talk show over English Premier League and its phenomenal team Leicester City, and the draw in European Champions League. Your Man, episode 2 on short track speed skating is sparked by Jade. In The Great, let's first our ears listen to Segaris and Yvonne and their stories and great person that's been on the tennis court. Now, let's kick up with World Sports News.
Good evening, dear audience. Welcome to today's World Sports News. I'm Vivian.
I'm Claire. Here goes some of the latest World Sports News happening this week.
First, let's have a brief look. Arsenal won a 2-0 victory against Everton.
Formula One set to abandon new qualifying after Australian Grand Prix.
Rafa Nadal is going to face Novak Djokovic in the BNP Paribas Open semifinals.
Justin Rose closes on leader Jason Day at Bay Hill.
Here comes the details. In this week's Premier League, Arsenal gained a thorough victory with a goal made by Alex Iwobi and Danny Welbeck. Merely 4 minutes after kicking off, Romelu Lukaku got away down on the right and crossed for Ross Barkley, who was crucially beaten in the air by Laurent Koscielny. 3 minutes later, the early goal was created by Alex Iwobi. It is the Gunners who striked first as Alex Sanchez set up Danny Welbeck to round the keeper and finish. That was his fourth goal in 9 matches. Before whistling of the halftime, 19-year-old Alex Iwobi caved his first Premier League start with his first Arsenal goal. Arsenal were brilliant in the first half and as good as they needed to be in the second. It kept the Gunners in the hunt for the league title at the end of a week that nearly obliterated their season.
Now let's focus on Formula One. Formula One looks set to abandon the controversial new elimination qualifying system, since it has been criticized heavily after its introduction at the season-opening Australian Grand Prix. F1 boss Bernie wants to introduce an element of uncertainty, hoping that it will hinder Mercedes' domination. Teams are expected to meet on Sunday to discuss what to do next. The new system sees the slowest car knocked out every 90 seconds in the second part of each of 3 sessions. Red Bull team boss Christian Horner said the previous system, where the lowest 6 cars were eliminated at the end of each of the first 2 sessions before a final top 10 shout-out, should return for the next race in Bahrain on the first day and the third day, April.
We're taking it to India now. Rafa Nadal beat a top 10 player for the first time this year as he saw off his opponent to reach the BNP Paribas Open semifinals in Indian Wells. 4th seed Nadal will face world number 1 Novak Djokovic. Nadal said that he beat a top 10 player and that was something important for his confidence. 4-time champion Djokovic was pushed hard by Tsonga, but the Serb proved stronger in the tie breaks than the Frenchman, taking his record for 2016 to 20 wins and 1 defeat. The pair had played each other 47 times, with Djokovic 24-23 ahead. Kanada's Milos Raonic will take on Belgian David Goffin on the other semifinal.
Here comes the gold field. England's Justin Rose shot a superb 66 to move within three strokes of leader Jason Day after two rounds of the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. Rose made six birdies in his bogey three round that took him to 10 under, one behind Sweden's Henrik Stenson. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy, Day made seven birdies and no bogeys as he improved on his opening round of 66 by one stroke. Rose started his round 9 shots behind the surgeon Day out of the course, and the Englishman was delighted to have reeled in the Australian to some extent.
That's all today's World Sports News. Thank you for your listening.
The next goes highlight games. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Look how they shine. Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you. And all the things that you do.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Weekly 4C. This is Billy.
Good evening, boys and girls. Glad to see you again. I'm Jessie.
Well, you know that another week was gone. I found myself kind of buried in the list of missions. But I still took time to watch the match of Leicester City.
Leicester City?
Yep. Still 1-0 victory. I think these guys are drawing nearer to a championship. What about you? Did you watch some matches such as Arsenal?
Absolutely. After three consecutive defeats against a lot of teams, this time Arsenal finally stopped their losing streak. And we finally got the very important crucial 3 points. And now we are listed in the third place of the English Premier League.
Okay, joking apart, let's focus on our topic. The Spanish National Derby between Real Madrid and Barcelona on April 3rd.
Yeah, but pretty different from those derbies before. This time, they seem to be much less competitive, because you know that Barcelona is 12 points ahead of Real Madrid, which means that this year's league title has almost been reserved.
Yes, first, I must admit this game gonna be footy to stop Barcelona in the league. However, I won't think this is a meaningless match, because those two teams meet again in the Champions League, and winning this game is bound to increase the confidence psychologically. What's more, taking an example, in 2013, there's a similar situation when Barcelona had already led by a double digit over Real Madrid, as first even as many as 18 points. As a result, Real Madrid got a 2-1 victory at home. This did not change the fact that Barcelona won the league, but, you know, you must let the fans to see the vigor on you, or you lose their support. So in all, this would still be a notable match.
It seems that you have much confidence in Real Madrid, do you mean that?
Sure, I would never be a fan of Barcelona, however excellent they are. Although we are at a rather low point, I think that one day we'll bounce back, maybe in this game. One more thing. The season is still far from finished. We also have the chance to win the 11th Champions League title.
But despite all this, I'm still down on Real Madrid. You see, Barcelona stayed undefeated for 38 games and showed incredible stage during that. It's no denying that Real Madrid also has the superb level, but it's another story when the two teams encountered. Do you still remember their first meeting, 4-0 in the Madrid? So, in my opinion, there is slim possibility for Real Madrid.
If you can only choose only one match to win through the whole season, we'll choose the game on road against Barcelona. So to speak, no matter how strong they are, we shall have dreams. What if we miraculously achieve it?
Okay, you are kind of stumbled. Let's wait and see.
Speaking of stumbled, a few weeks ago, you are too. I just witnessed this game on April 3rd.
Okay, well, our dear audience, coming next is an interesting 80. Goodbye.
Goodbye, stay tuned.
people who turn illegal to legal. We take the good with the evil, create more cells than the Beatles. And the lions are logo, we the sharks in the water. Multimedia moguls, more offices than EO. We do everything.
Be the king in your mind, but do the work of a servant. With a purpose on a mission, you get to what you deserve. It's worth it, you be on straight and narrow instead of swerving. Ignore the dream killers and doubters, because they ain't perfect.
Hey, still a lot of doubters out there. What do you want to tell them?
Thank you for the motivation.
More money, more problem, babe. Oh, yeah.
If I was cooking burgers on the night shift, what?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hala Game. I'm Billy.
I'm Zagaras.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Jade.
In this episode of the Hala Game, we're going to talk about Everton to Arsenal. And Arsenal finally got their winning in almost.
Almost three games in
needless to see the FA Cup.
Yeah.
So, have you watched the live game, Jade?
No, I haven't. Because it must be paid to watch the home game, and I just wait for the result.
Yeah, I watch it. This game, Arsenal really play in a good form, especially in the first half. You know, the first goal. Have you watched the highlight?
The first
goal scored by Danny Welbeck.
Yeah. And the second one by a 19-year-old
young boy. It will be.
I can't spell his name.
But by the way, today is the birthday of
Zagaras.
Zagaras.
Yeah.
He is 21 and.
But he is very strong in volleyball.
Yep, that's right.
Don't you want to say something?
Thank you, guys.
Okay, well, but in the second half, you know, Danny Welbeck, David Ospina was crushed by the opponent. But the referee just didn't give a red card.
Yeah, and I think all the Gunners were very angry about that.
And you know that guy, Mark Klatenberg.
Yeah.
He is very, very foolish in the Premier League game.
And I think he just blundered. And he never gave a card in that game.
Yeah, and you know, another referee called Mason. Yeah, he's another foolish guy. Always made the wrong decision, and he is, you know, the British guy. They always be strict. He always just pursue his original regulation and philosophy of football. You know, so it's very strict.
I even saw a vote for those referees, and it said who is the foolish
one in the league.
Yeah.
So, and you can also see Mesut Ozil was be stabbed by another opponent.
Yeah.
But luckily, it's not a very huge injury problem.
And he can be back a few days later.
Mm, yes.
Okay, by the way, I heard you guys mention that Arsenal has the possibility of contending another Premier League championship at the start of this season, last year, you know. You obviously mentioned that Arsenal has the possibility to win that championship,
but
you know, finally Arsenal ended up third, is that right?
Yep, and also lost the position in the FA Cup.
So what happened to Arsenal? You know, back in basketball, there's always some factors, some reasons of the changing of the team, of the game. So what's that for Arsenal?
I think because the spring is coming. You know, there are four factors shows the spring is coming. The first one is the temperature goes high, and the second one is the people wear short t-shirts, and the third one is Saint Paris got championship in the French league, and the fourth one is Arsenal got the fourth. So Arsenal, it shows their ability and the power to gather the fourth place. Yeah.
But now we are still in the third place.
So the spring is not coming yet.
Yep.
The spring is approaching.
Yep, that's right.
But I think, you know, a lot of people just say Wenger out, because Wenger, after coach Arsenal for nearly 20 years, he didn't make any European championship for Arsenal.
Yeah.
But I think it's not the run, not his run.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when winger, he sit in this place for many, many years, yeah, he used to got a victory, used to got the championship, but now it seems that he lose it just because
he's not making much progress.
I don't think this is a matter
first
of...
First, there are a lot of economic problems.
Yeah, economic problem, and I think they are asking a field in marketing to buying some
strikers.
Yeah, strikers, and that's...
But Wenger, when he wants to buy someone to his team, he was considered for a long, long time. So yeah, that's why we only just buy Bradley Cheha in our last season.
But I don't think there's a better man in the market.
Yeah,
and Giroud really plays very well at first. I think buy a man in the market is really, really hard for good striker, and I don't think like the Benzema.
No, don't talk about it.
he just can't go to Arsenal, and besides him and some strikers like Suarez and
Ibrahimovic,
they can't just go to Arsenal. They have their pursuits, and I don't think Arsenal can fulfill their dreams. So I don't think they will.
So that's the reason why Alexis Sanchez and Manatezu, they might possibly leave Arsenal next season.
Yeah.
But I think buying good players is not the only method to get a good result, a good place. You know, Chelsea. Yeah. In every marketing time, they purchase many good players, but now they only get a 10th place.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a many factors to influence this result, right?
Yeah, so on the contrary, you can see Leicester City, Tottenham Hotspur, they didn't buy a lot of big star, but they still can stay in the top two position in the league.
Yes, this is the partnership, I think. Yeah,
it's very complex because you know, in Chelsea they got many stars, and I think it's part of the coach. The reason they only sit in the 10th place.
It's the matter of Mourinho?
Yeah, I think it is. The players just want to kick him out, and they just working on the fields.
Yes. I think Wenger is aspirable. Aspirable coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think there are still lots of players and still lots of fans who love him. Yeah.
So,
you know, as you mentioned, Wenger has been coaching Arsenal for over 20 years.
Yes.
And, you know, when a team is not making much progress, you know, Wenger back in those days so makes some glory for that Arsenal team. But, you know, as you mentioned, that Arsenal haven't got a European champions in that 20 years. And is that Wenger is not making much progress so that he should get fired, or there's other factors that made him leave?
But I think I think he is the main reason that Arsenal still stands in the Premier League. He built up the new stadium. He built up the whole team, and he changed a lot in Arsenal player statement, I think.
Yeah, and recently we just got three consecutive defeats against United, against Hull City, against Swansea City. So a lot of fans, they just say, Wenger's out. They want to let the team bring the championship to them.
Okay, let's talk about Leicester City, that magical and phenomenal team. And no one expected they would have that much of success this season. Is that right?
Yes.
Is they still in the last of the table, standing in the lowest spot.
Yeah.
Last Christmas.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But what's the reason for the rising?
First, I just want to say, in the last city, after they just upgrade to the English Premier League, they have got a lot of confidence. And you know, just during the last Christmas period, they just ranked the second just after Arsenal. So they just try to win every 3 points, but they actually just did it. Secondly, I think if you watch the game when they meet Arsenal on the Valentine's Day, and Arsenal finally got a 2-1 victory. But that game, the players in Leicester City, I think they are not playing very friendly. They are roughly dirty. You know, when our goalkeeper, my daddy, Chad, he want to have a long kick, but meanwhile, the striker, Vardy, top striker in the league, and he just try to tackle.
What?
Yeah.
He just try to tackle the goalkeeper.
He just want to steal the ball. And
luckily,
luckily, my daddy, he dragged the ball smoothly and didn't got hurt.
Yeah. That's a smart move. And just mentioned that Chelsea has bought many great players, but they're finally standing in the lowest spot in the Premier League. For Leicester City, they're only lost... How many games they lost? I remember only
three.
But, you know, two of them are lost to Arsenal, is that right?
Yes.
And
double Q.
Is Arsenal a kicker for Leicester City or what? Why they're playing so roughly dirty against Arsenal?
No, I think it might against every team they just did. Yeah.
So they just win for the roughly dirty or they have...
That's part of the reason. Another thing, they just try hard to win the 3 points, because in this season, everything was different than before, so they just want to gain more points, so they just try everything.
You just mentioned that they are roughly dirty. in this team, is there any talent for him? You know, for Chelsea, they have many great players, so they have many talent, but they're not playing well. And, you know, for Leicester City, they are standing in the top spot in the Premier League. And is there any talented player in that team?
Yeah, Vardy. Marcus. They keep a very good, nice form with each other and then with their teammates also.
Okay, let me ask another question. You know, for you just raised that question that Wenger should get fired, and, you know, because he doesn't buy so much great players for Arsenal, so that Arsenal was still in the third spot, falling to the fourth with the coming of the spring, and, you know, and you know, still for Leicester City, they don't have that much great player compared to Arsenal. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so. Should players, should fans, should Gunners blame their all fault to Wenger?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
If you watch the game before, you can see some of the players. He got really high pay in the team, and he didn't play well. Like, Theo Walcott.
Yeah.
So, is Walcott staying in Arsenal for many years?
10 years.
Wow.
And when we meet Chelsea, and Mertesacker gave Theo Walcott his captain badge. But actually, Chelsea just beat us. Totally.
Yeah.
And let's move our topic to Champions and European Champions.
Yeah. Seguras, have you watched the draw in the quarterfinals?
No, but I know the result. Yeah, the result is very good for Real Madrid. Yeah.
Yeah, you meet Wolfsburg. But remember, it seems it is a very big present for Real Madrid. But remember last year?
Yeah, last year. Yeah, everybody think that Juventus is a present for Real Madrid. But at last, the present come to a big bomb. Yeah.
Like Arsenal met Morocco.
So there's something similar between Arsenal and Real Madrid?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because
No. You guys are still how many points behind Barcelona in the league?
No. Yeah, that far there is 11 points, but I think we will still get the third place in the BBVA Liga, but Arsenal will finally got the fourth. That's the difference.
You know, Manchester City have got 5 points less than the Gunners, right?
Yeah, 4 points.
Okay, 4 points. So, and you know, this year, it seems every club have the potential and possibility to win the top four position and got the ticket for next year's European Champions League. So I just think might be Manchester City or West Ham. They are gonna get the fourth place.
Now that's.
But you know, look at the table and the BBVA Liga. Yeah, the Real Madrid just 1 point less than Atletico Madrid, right? So we still get a possibility to go the second place. Yeah.
Well,
even though we can't get the championship, but we can get second place.
Yes. Well, but the difference between Arsenal and Madrid is Madrid have lots of stars and they're very, very rich. But Arsenal is totally different.
Okay. Back to the Champions League. Okay. I think Wolfsburg is different from the Juventus.
Yeah.
Yes. Compare with two teams, yeah. Wolfsburg is, I think, is weaker.
Yeah, you know, in the knockout stage, Juventus meet Bayern Munich, and they are playing a very, very excellent performance. You know, the 2-2 draw against in the first round.
They almost won.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So this time Wolfsburg is a very nice draw.
Same. So we Real Madrid is in the safe place, and Real Madrid will come to the semifinals.
Yeah, the flag is here.
Yeah, we can get in, yeah.
So, do you want to talk about your good friend Barcelona?
And my friend Barcelona. And I think I will say good luck, yeah. You got a good friend, Atletico Madrid. And in this season, Atletico Madrid really tackled Barcelona for the 2 games in the season. I think Barcelona will have 2 tough games.
So do you guys think might be something the FIFA just made it happen to let the derby, let you know, every year it seems Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, they got a very good draw.
Yeah. Everybody will see that Barcelona got a bad opponent and Real Madrid got an easy game, and it seems that FIFA won't Barcelona have a tough games and want Real Madrid have an easy games. I think that's a matter of fortune, the luck. Yeah.
So why they just arrange the game every year? Let us Arsenal meet Barcelona or Bayern Munich.
I don't know.
Is it also for fortune?
Maybe. Maybe it's not, maybe it is. We can't explain it because we can't read the inside.
But you know, there's a trick in basketball, you know, every year NBA draft. In 2003, when Cleveland Cavaliers was hunting for LeBron James, and they told David Stern, you know, back in those days was the CEO of the National Basketball Association, and David Stern just made a trick on those draw. He just iced one of the ping pong ball, and if the general manager of Cleveland Cavaliers wants, give his hand into that little box he just found for that little ice tennis ball, and you know, he just grabbed it and just pulled it out. Do you think that is an impossibility for it to happen in football?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah. Actually, the catcher, I don't know who he is because I didn't watch a live draw. He said to the media he didn't, FIFA did anything and they didn't control the heat of the ball. But who would believe it?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
You're pretending yourself as innocent.
Because this is not my fault, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's
not your
fault. Why Real Madrid just meet Wolfsburg is not Manchester City meet Wolfsburg?
Okay. Some media thinks that after the new PR minister come to Real Madrid, and Real Madrid will always got the good draws. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's his fault.
Yeah, that's right. He has some relationships.
Yeah, relationship with
Mr. Blatt. Is he still the head of the FIFA?
No.
Blatt,
Infantino.
And at last, Bayern got a good draw as well. They will match Benfica. And they will meet Benfica in the quarterfinal. Yeah, what do you think of it?
It's absolutely a two victory.
Yeah, a two victorious Bayern Munich and Real Madrid.
Black is
right.
Here.
And Barcelona. the last game, Manchester City versus Saint Paris. So do you guys think it is going to be easy for them?
No.
I think Sam Harris will win the game.
Yeah. Why?
Because you know, Sam Harris just got a champion.
Nine new victory.
Yeah, they are confidence. And Manchester City.
And Guardiola will coach Man City next season.
It's a rumor or just a fact?
It's the fact.
No.
Don't wonder he will go to Arsenal.
If he goes to Manchester City, and Arsenal will always be defeated by Manchester City again.
Yeah. And you know, in the knockout stage, Bayern Munich finally got the victory against Juventus. So it might be Guardiola just, if Juventus came to the quarterfinal, so there are only three seats for the team in the Premier League to get into the next season's Champions League. So Guardiola just winning Juventus. So he actually just sent a seat to Man City.
Yeah. That's true. Maybe Manchester City will sit in the fourth place in this year.
Yep.
And he got another chance to enter the Champions League next year.
So let's wish the era of Guardiola.
And good wishes to every team.
And good wishes to all the teams. That's the end of the Hala game this episode. I'm Billy.
I'm Sagaris.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Jade.
And see you guys next week on Hala Game.
Bye. So come on, baby, come on. Hey, all we want is a party. Have some shots with somebody. Take the music and turn it all the way up. If you came in a party, and ain't no doubt about it. Say no doubt about it. Say ain't no doubt about it.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's You Man. Last week we talked about the short track speed skating's history and our national team's glory in the past. And now we are going to talk about the rivalry between China and Korea. These two teams have many world champions and they all have strong strengths and nice skills. So they all have a desire to compete with each other. In the past 10 years, several ugly scenes happened between our national skaters and Koreans. In 2007, Asian Winter Games held in Changchun, commonly recognized as the Golden Generation. Korean skaters were the winner of 6 gold medals in Winter Olympics held in Turin, and people laid their hope on them to prolong their championship dream. They did everything they could, including physical impact, but they couldn't defeat Chinese skaters. In order to express their frustration, they put up a banner saying that Changbai Mountains is a part of Korea. It seemed that they held their own dignity, but they only satisfied themselves and played a shameful role in the fuss. A year later, in the short track speed skating championships in China, Chinese players rose at a rapid speed while Korean players were in a poor state. Even in 1,500 meters competition, they still couldn't defeat our young player Zhou Yang, who was only 18 years old at then. During the finals, Zhou Yang was blocked by three Korean players. One of them even tried to scratch and obstruct her. After finishing this unsportsmanlike conduct, they laughed and cheered. That drove Chinese audience mad. But only a week later, in Japan, still in the finals, Zhou Yang was obstructed by three Korean players again. This time, Zhou Yang didn't get much chance to pass, but Korean skaters wouldn't give up. As one of them pushed Zhou Yang out of the track, and as a result, Zhou Yang suffered from a serious concussion of brain. And the Korean finally won that game. Those fights not only happened between girls, but also those boys. Our famous player got a serious wound in 2010's Short Track Speed Skating World Cup competition. Han was in a good position, but one of those Korean players was not willing to give him up. Although he knew he couldn't pass Han, he still used his skills, and they both fell out of the track. What's more, Han was cut by Korean player's blade. Although he was treated immediately by the medical corps, he still couldn't take part in the final. And this wound affected his sportsman life for a long time. In the contrary, Korea always blame us either. But what they blame us most is our Chinese player Meng Xiaoxue scratched their proudest player who won three medals in during Winter Olympics. And the serious injury caused her early retirement. Yes, many things happens dramatically in that speed skating competition. Even if everything happens very fast and players have no time to react. But I wish that all the players can remember things that a professional sportsman should never do things against the sports spirit. No matter who you are or which country you play for. After knowing the lovely history and these fightings between those skaters through all these years, I believe you now fall in love with our players and this fast, exciting sport. And it's not easy to complete every game in short track speed skating competitions. But now this year's short track speed skating championship is over. Congratulations to our athletes. And that's all for today's You Man. Thank you for listening. We will introduce more sports for you in the future. Stay tuned.
Hello, welcome to today's The Great. I am Sagaris, and also welcome the freshman, Ivan.
Am I a freshman? All right, for The Great, yes. Hi, I'm Ivan. Nice to see you all in the new semester. Hey, Sagaris, come to think of it. It's sure that this is the first time I have joined The Great. That's extremely amazing and exciting to try something new.
Of course, you have been your man for one semester. Why not try something new? Okay. Let's return to the subject. What should we talk about?
All for me is okay. Come on, just be relaxed. Recently, I have been focusing on the tennis match for a long time, and I'm so sorry to hear that Serena Williams beat Radwanska by 6-4 and 7-6. It's so terrible, and this is the 10th time Radwanska lost again, joining the 10th losing club. But I don't want to talk about that deeply. How about you? Do you focus on tennis?
In fact, I know little about this sport, but like Sharapova, Nadal, Djokovic, they were so famous and everybody knows them. Oh, Andre Agassi, suddenly I remind him, you know him?
Agassi? Sure, he was number one in the past.
Yeah, and one game I have to mention is between Agassi and Margos Baghdatis. It was in 2006 and Agassi inscribed his thrilling game in his biography when the final set came to 4-4, which was Agassi's service game. During 8 deuces, Baghdatis catch 4 break points, but finally Agassi held his service game and won the whole match.
Oh, was it the second game in the US Open? I also remind that afterwards, two people were waiting for the medical examination in the training center, holding their hands together, reviewing this match. I wanna hear say, hear say, hear say. What is worth mentioning, this was the eventual winning for the great player Agassi. As for WTA, I have one classical game.
Cool, what's that?
All people know that the sisters Williams are both shining in tennis. In 2001 US Open, that moment couldn't be forgot by the world, since the Williams encountered on the court. During those 8 years, people have thought it was deserved that the two sisters ruled the important games. But in the 2001, no one thought of that. The Williams' first encounter in the final set was set on the best time, got a high comment that year, shocking the whole world. Everyone was amazed at them, though the game was not so interesting as the one people imagined.
It's hard to imagine how they try their best to stand on the top and the WTA era's Negros. I heard that there happened some discrimination with Serena Williams.
Yeah, Serena Williams often got some unfair penalties. She should have got some points, but the referee treated her unjustly and gave the points to the opposite, which makes Serena so sad, and decided to announce to the world that there should be no discrimination on tennis courts.
But now things have changed. Serena is one of the greatest players in the world. When it comes to WTA, I knew one interesting game that's so interesting.
What do you mean?
Did you know one between Venus Williams and Davenport? Bud Collins described this game just like this. You will never see two powerful women anymore. These two women with white sportswear were just like two heavy artillery. All spectators will remember what they saw in the cold gray afternoon. Without any kill, both of them hit the small ball with their all strength. That's too horrible, and everyone was stunned.
I prefer skill, or what we say, technique, to the strength. I always think of that if there's one player who like using some kinds of techniques on the court, the game will be more exciting. That's why I like A. Radvanska.
If we want to talk about the greatest matches about tennis, I recommend that we can add one game to the list. This was between Henning and Capriati. You know that thought it was semi-final, the short woman Henning exerted herself to beat Capriati, who was at the end of her tennis career. That game continued about 3 hours. The whole night Capriati was shouting at the referee. This match was so vital for her. But Capriati lost the game finally. The match ended at midnight and these two women almost couldn't go to the net shaking hands.
Without any doubt, Capriati was one of the greatest players in WTA. In 2002 Australia Open, it was her third championship, also the final. She continued her legendary adventure. In this epic match, she defeated Higgins, losing the first set in this game. Capriati fell behind about 4 sets. Also, her faced 4 break points in the final sets, but fortunately, Higgins couldn't bear the high temperature. Capriati had become the woman who faced the break point in the final set but finally won the match since 1962.
Yeah, I knew that she was cutting to International Tennis Hall of Fame because her great history.
The greatest tennis match is endless.
In fact, I just saw few matches but all those become famous and classical.
Oh, Sagaris, you are good at telling some jokes, extraordinary. Well, that's all for today's The Great. Thanks for your listening. See you next week.
Stay tuned. Bye-bye. Cast. Producer.
Jesse Wang Qian.
Broadcaster. Sagaris Chen Yunkao.
Vivian Gong Yijie.
Journalist
Claire 万红家
Yvette 李一菲
Yvonne 刘思月
Jay 王璐
Olive 杨欣
Billy 刘浩鹏
Laura 蓝瑞安
Love Sports Love Radio CUC
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。